Are we ready?
I guess. Fisherman.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to TikTok, the podcast in which we read smut recommended by TikTok. I'm Karina.
I'm Killian.
I'm Emily.
And this week we read Naked Fisherman by Jewel E. Ann. All right. So basically, an insufferably Christian 18-year-old girl, Reese, moves into her freshly out of prison mom's basement apartment, owned by a hot 28-year-old construction company owner, Fisher Man.
What were his parents thinking?
God. Yeah, for real. Her mom has to leave for a work training thing for like 6 weeks, leaves Reese there with Fisher to work for him at his construction company. They flirt, they fall for each other, and ultimately do not fuck.
High energy, so enthusiastic. Mm-hmm. You highly recommend this book.
I rated this petition to rename Fisher Man to Fisher Price because he is just a child's plaything.
Oh, yeah. He is a man child.
You got him.
I rated it 1 or 2 wasted condoms.
I gave it a solid D cup minus. Or one limp fish stick.
Or just the tip.
Just the tip.
Rated this 18 out of 28, which is the age gap.
So obviously, we thoroughly enjoyed this literary experience. I was so mad the whole time I was reading it.
I know. We don't even have to do spoilers because I already spoiled it.
You did. We all know what happens now.
Or doesn't.
Yeah.
So if for some godforsaken reason this makes you want to read this book, we're definitely going to be giving even more spoilers than we already have. Please email us at tiktokthepodcast@gmail.com or find us on Instagram or TikTok at TikTokPod, DikTokPod.
Okay, so right out the gate, first line of the book, the day I met the naked fisherman, immediately. Hey, that's the title of the book.
Yeah.
I don't know why the bait and switch with the trades.
Bait.
Like, you can't promise a fisherman and deliver a carpenter, right?
I'm fucking saying, dude.
And why do a landlocked state? God damn it. Like, she was like, oh, I'm going to Colorado. And I was like, wait a minute, that's landlocked.
There's no fishermen in Colorado.
There might be. There's lakes.
There's hobby fishermen.
Yeah.
He should have at least been a hobby fisherman. Come on.
Okay, here's what I wanted.
Okay.
Perhaps a divorcee who goes and rents a cabin for the summer to find herself over on, like, maybe a Greek island. Jesus Christ, yes.
Oh, yes, like Mamma Mia.
Yeah, and yes. Then, like, there's this fisherman who's, like, you know, constantly, like, repairing his ship or repairing his fucking roof. I don't care. I don't care what he's doing, but he's topless. And maybe he's got those little, like, European booty shorts.
Oh,
hell yeah. He's functionally naked. You could see the outline. And there's a slow-build romance, maybe with a language issue.
Yeah.
Yes, that would be so much better.
Can we read that book?
I have to write
Please
it.
Please write it.
Ugh. Writing.
That's how I envisioned when I saw, to be fair, just the cover of this.
And you can title it The Naked Fisherman with 2 N's on Fisherman.
I do have it highlighted when she meets Fisher and she and her mom are driving home from the airport and her mom mentions Fisher and she's like, Fisher? I asked while climbing out of the back of her Subaru, and the mom says, Fisher Man, my landlord. And I have that highlighted, and I just wrote, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, it fucking broke me every time she's like, I think I'm in love with Fisher Man. I was like, God damn it. I can't do this.
Yeah, cruel and unusual on the part of Fisher's parents.
Well, I feel like the second book has something in it about his name being a joke, right? Or like,
oh, I don't know. I didn't read the book.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
Because it's the lost fisherman, right? The second book? Okay.
You can't just drag this out like this. I mean, she does mention at one point, like, what were your parents thinking? He's like, I don't know. And I was like, is it a code name? Is he undercover? Like,
not with that many siblings.
I liked in chapter two when she's in the airport going to her mom's house. And she's just freaking out. And, like, I get it. I've been in the Denver airport.
Oh, because it's so weird and scary and they have the weird, scary mythos around
it?
Yeah,
the weird horse. And, yeah, like, I've been in the Denver and Atlanta airports. So, like, I get it with being freaked out in an airport. But when she says, everything freaked me out. Strange men looking at me. Women corralling their young kids while eyeing me like they wondered if they should report me to airport security. A young woman possibly being smuggled to some faraway place, like Colorado, to be sold as a sex slave. I'm like, girl, nobody is thinking that.
Yeah. Yeah. There are some unhinged things. And, like, it does seem to be the result of her thinking that God is actively watching and judging all of her actions. Like,
yes. She definitely thought that God could read her mind.
Yep.
Okay, so I don't have experience with a parent being incarcerated, but I did think it was strange that, so her mom was put in prison when she was 13 for 5 years and has just been let out. And she is like, do I even call her mom? Like, I don't know her anymore. I'm like, you had 13 years with her.
You can remember when you were 13.
5 years in prison. Like, it's not like she was incarcerated when you were a baby and you never knew her. And then you did as a teenager. Like, you knew her. You called her mom.
Yeah.
You told her you loved her.
I mean, I can understand how you feel like a vastly different person between 13 and 18.
Yeah.
But to not think your mom is your mom.
Yeah. That's dangerous.
Yeah. And, you know, when she first sees her at the airport and she's describing how she looks and she said, where did the hairdresser go? Makeup, nail polish, perfectly styled hair. I was like, she was in prison. Who cares?
I've seen Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
You can still have perfect makeup in prison.
Yeah.
You just have to find a nice trans lady to help you out.
Yeah. Yeah, she was truly insufferable with the, like, I'll pray for you shit.
I don't understand what Fisher saw in her.
Cute, innocent, 18.
Yeah. The way that I felt about the characters is I liked her more as the book went on and liked him less.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it was just like his character was more and more revealed. I think that as an adult, you have a responsibility to not try to fuck the child who has a crush on you. Especially, I think that there should probably be a solid rule of, like, if somebody cannot name their genitalia, you cannot sleep with them. Like,
that's a pretty good rule.
Yeah. They teach that to 7-year-olds. Not that I think that you should. But I mean, like, for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
For the sake of not fucking.
Down there. I felt warm down there. Girl.
Or what, in your pussy? Like, something.
Your vagina?
Your vagina?
It doesn't even have to be the correct name. Just, God. Something.
Something.
There's just, like, there was so much wrong with the situation. Like, flirty vibes with her mom. He was her landlord. He was her boss.
Yeah.
Like, too much.
And the fact that she was following him around like a sick puppy dog.
Yeah.
There are a lot of things that are annoying about her religion. And I do think that it was a bit tongue-in-cheek. Like, I don't think the author even liked
no,
her.
No,
like,
yeah.
But also, like, every time she says God and she's like, oh, the Lord's name in vain. I was like, girl, that ain't what that means.
Nah. That just means using the Lord to excuse some bullshit that you do.
But to be fair, when you're growing up, people are like, don't say Jesus Christ. That's the Lord's name in vain. And I'm like, I guess it's just the Lord's name. Also, like, that's probably not his real. You know what? We don't have to get into this.
Yeah. That's actually his Christian name. The Lord.
His name in vain.
Jesus, the Lord Christ.
So she did have the best zinger ever, which I'm like, I need to internalize this and use this.
Huh.
Page 75, chapter 9. Cat got your tongue? Fisher grinned as I fumed. I climbed out and mumbled to myself, no, Jesus does.
Got him. Get his ass.
Next time I'm speechless, I'm like, it would be offensive to Jesus. Just like figuring out new ways to slip that in there.
Somebody asks you if you want to go out and you're just like, sorry, Jesus said no.
But I make like Christian jokes all the time, and because we're in the South, nobody thinks they're funny.
I know.
I do.
Thank you.
I often attribute things to God and I don't believe in him. So I think it's funny.
One of my friends is big into like PTL, which is praise the Lord.
Oh,
anytime something goes like mild, no, okay. Mildly right.
I do use the prayer emoji a lot.
I do hashtag blessed a lot.
Yeah, it can either mean like amen or thank you queen or so true bestie. Like it's pretty versatile.
I have a Jesus is my rock and that's how I roll t-shirt.
Ooh.
And also pray for snow, and it's got a picture of Jesus with ski goggles on.
Yeah.
Nobody thinks these are hilarious. I think they're so fucking funny.
I have a shirt that has a drawing of Jesus on it, and it said, Jesus loves you. He's just not in love with you. And I feel like nobody ever sees that bottom part at first.
Oh, Killian's really religious.
Yeah.
Who knew? Man, I'm very much lacking in my Jesus apparel.
Yeah. Get on board. There's tons of it.
Yeah.
My sister has a really good one that's like God with his arms spread, and it just says, disappointments, all of you.
Yes.
Accurate.
That's my religion.
So what did y'all think about him mansplaining homophobia to her?
I mean, I did have the part highlighted where they're, you know, casually talking and he asks if she has a boyfriend. She says no. And then he asks if she has a girlfriend and she's like, no, why don't you think that? And he's like, you know, there's nothing wrong with being a lesbian. And she's like, I didn't say there's anything wrong with being a lesbian. It's not their fault. And his jaw dropped at the same time mine did.
Well, and him being like, man, I'm really embarrassed for you.
Yes.
Like, I mean, there's no good reaction.
No.
Because I was immediately like, oh, what an asshole.
Yeah.
And then her being like, this is what I've been taught. Like, okay.
You
like,
can unlearn that shit.
Yeah, but you're 18. The time to question has passed. Not that you can't in the future, but like, come on.
Yeah. Yeah, 18's old enough to like have an independent thought.
Yeah.
To be fair, I don't know a lot of hardcore Christians, but like hardcore Christians who are in their teens who hate gays. Like it's just such an antiquated thing.
Yeah.
Even in Texas.
Even in Tejas.
Yeah. Well, if she had gone to college and they liberalized her, then
then she would have had a much easier time witnessing her mother fingering another woman in the shower.
No, other way around.
A woman fingering her mother in the shower.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was so fucking excited at that part. You know, it was very much hinted at that her mom
so
had a girlfriend. But I was very excited that it was actually confirmed. I was really afraid that that wasn't going to go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have been mad, but I was vindicated.
I also appreciate how her mom kept forgetting about the drug. She's like, I'll pray for you and your drug problem. And she was like, what?
Oh, right. Yeah. The drugs I went to prison for growing. Right.
Yeah, I was definitely doing that.
That was for me.
Definitely.
To smoke reefer.
And have fun.
Yes. What was it that I think her salon got broken into and then the cops got there and discovered it.
Okay. Yeah. Which was a pretty good backstory.
Yeah.
Because I was like, how are they going to do this?
Right, yeah. It was like, why the fuck would they care? Like, how would they have found it? But yeah.
I was thinking that her dad might have found out about the lesbian relationship and then called it in as revenge.
Oh, God. He fucking would.
He would.
I still think he probably did. He probably threw the brick through the salon window.
Her dad sounds like an asshole too, so like,
oh, dad is the fucking worst.
Yeah, she comes by it honestly, I guess.
Glad he died. I'll be real. In chapter 8, she's talking about her dad not letting her see her mom in prison, and She says, he said she lost the privilege of being my mom because she chose the wrong path. He said she should have loved me more. And I just wrote, Jesus Christ, dude, it's just weed.
Well, it was also she left him for a woman.
Well, yeah, but well, did he know that at that point?
Yeah, he found out right before she got convicted.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Still, though.
Like this is still your child's mother.
Yeah, and like, who the fuck are you? Her father?
How much did you even contribute? I don't believe in man mothers.
Sperm.
One singular sperm.
Also, before the reveal about her mother, all of her, like, comparing herself to the other women and how, like, very specific she gets about, like, bra sizes and toned legs, etc. I was like, just be a lesbian. Like, you're halfway there, girl. Like, your life is going to be so much easier.
That's what I think about all these books. Yeah. It's like, anytime it's, like, the female MC and a best friend or another woman who is great.
They're frequently such better.
Yes.
Yeah.
As progressive as Fisher is about the gays, he is very much a guy, patriarchal guy. He left, pushing off the truck. They're not animals, just guys being assholes because they haven't had a good woman to keep their dicks in check. Give them a day or two to get used to you before you go filing any sexual harassment complaints because they looked at you the wrong way or whistled a little too loudly. They're good workers. I need them more than I need you.
Motherfucker, if they whistle at me at all, they're getting a sexual harassment complaint. Mm-hmm. Like, this is a professional workplace. That's unacceptable.
I'm taking a nail gun.
You just have
to
accept the sexual harassment. It's fine.
Oh, but only for 48 hours until they can, you know, get their shit together and be human beings.
Before they realize that, oh, shit, that girl's 18.
And also a human being.
They might not realize that.
True.
But 18 should be enough.
Should, yeah. Mm-hmm. Your point was a stretch too far. That is the daydream of what should happen.
So sorry. But, yeah, you're right. The first time they go to his construction site and...
Well, she immediately trips and gets a nail in her hand.
Oh, well that... Oy. But also she says, where's your hat? And he says, I'm hard-headed, I'll be fine. And I just wrote, yes, hello, OSHA. Yeah, it's me again. Yeah, between this and Lich Laugh Love, OSHA is having a field day.
Yeah, the secondhand embarrassment was very strong.
It was. It was intense, which I think was thankfully redemptive. She could be Christian and homophobic and repulsive and a bigot, right? But like her constantly being embarrassed in like very familiar ways, you're like, all right. Boy, you're not cool, huh?
So true.
For the record, I was at 18, so...
Yeah, I was very cool at 18, I'm sure.
I was mediocre on the cool scale.
I mean, minus the religion, that's me at 14, 15, where like you're like, I don't know how to exist in this body and everything's embarrassing. And it was bad.
Maybe it's because her mom was incarcerated during her formative years and it's totally her mom's fault. Ooh, no, just kidding. No,
unpack
it's not.
That and lame therapy.
I guarantee that's what she thinks.
Oh, bet. Yeah.
Did her lawyer not argue of like, she's going to miss her daughter's formative years, but I'm like, 5 years is a really short jail sentence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I don't know.
She was just growing a little pot in the back room.
Yeah, who fucking cares?
She didn't have like a distribution
Nebraska
network.
Yeah. And also, I did really love that she was growing the weed for Rose because Rose had cancer and was going through chemo.
Yeah.
I really loved that. And honestly, I would love a book of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's read that
story. That's what I want. I want the older lesbians.
Always want the older lesbians. Mm-hmm. But we live in a town where they're all married, so.
So why does a successful construction business owner need a tenant? Why does he need to rent his basement? Is he not doing well enough in his business?
Well, to be fair, you don't even see him do any work.
True. Like,
I don't know if he actually worked at all.
I'm not sure anyone at his company works at all. No, he makes exquisite wood creations.
He built his house, okay, but...
I wonder if it's not a need, necessarily.
He wants to seduce
the company.
He's obviously flailing, right? Like, it's not even surprising that the next book is The Lost Fisherman, because he's fucking lost.
Because he's 28.
True. Fair.
It'd be like that.
But, like, he's clearly looking for some sort of connection that he's not getting from all of these hookups. Maybe he's just fucking lonely. And she's cool. Like, her mom's cool. She has a beer with him every once in a while. They seem like good friends. Like,
yeah.
That's true. Yeah, like, actually, funny enough, when my dad moved to Colorado, he also lived in a basement apartment and was, like, kind of buds with his landlord who lived upstairs. So I was basically just picturing that apartment the whole time.
Or your dad's landlord is a naked fisherman.
Yeah. So when you visit.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Ruh-roh.
So I Killian always come back with fly hair. Gotta impress a naked fisherman.
One thing that I thought was funny is that he has 4 jars of peanut butter in his fridge.
In his fridge, which I'm like, you can't spread that, dude.
No.
Like,
yeah, and I wrote,
maybe it's the kind organic. You have to stir. Yeah. Mm.
Even still, it's easier to stir if you, although it gets really messy.
Well, I put A, in the fridge, and B, he's definitely putting his dick in that. Ain't no goddamn way you have 4 jars of peanut butter in the fridge.
You gotta find the one with the dick hole in it. Right? Like,
the tunnel.
It's good she doesn't eat it because of her puppy chow.
Right. She vomited puppy chow, which I get it. I still don't eat. What are they, corn smacks? Because one time I ate too many and I threw up on Marta.
When I was a baby, I threw up Cheerios, and my mother's like, she was always like, you can't eat them. Like, my entire life.
Oh, man.
Cheerios.
It was probably just a coincidental throw up, too.
Yeah, I was a fucking baby. They throw up all the time.
Yeah. For no reason.
Yeah, like a Cocker Spaniel. There were so many mortifying scenes, but the bathtub scene was so uncomfortable.
Oh, God.
It was so cringe. Uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, okay.
She has 2 beers and gets a buzz and then gets in his bathtub.
Knowing he's going to bring a date home. Yeah. Age-appropriate date.
Right. And I guess in her defense, he did say she could use his tub anytime, but like
That's not the reason she was there.
Right.
But also more importantly, that all happened. And I'm like, we're all collectively mortified about this. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I did not mind that as a plot device. Him making her get out of the tub
without
in front
a
of
towel.
Him. Yeah. And then leave the towel there and walk through the house naked. Because if you're going to behave like that, men will take advantage of you.
Like you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You, her boss?
Yeah.
And also, like, this is not an established scene or kink. And you're going to treat her like a child, even though you're interested in her. And she is a child.
She is a child.
It's gross.
Yeah, he was so extremely condescending to her. Mm-hmm. Like, she even says, like, why do you treat me like I'm 8 instead of 18? Which, first of all, 18 is still...
There are plenty of 18-year-olds who could have handled themselves in this situation.
Yes.
Yeah. She just is not one of them.
She was very sheltered.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not her fault.
No.
It's the Christian Academy's fault.
And the grandparents.
The grandparents in Texas.
When her mom was like... We're Catholic, it's different. I was like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You would have had sex by now if you'd gone to Catholic school. I was like, man, she should have moved to Boston with the other grandparent. They sound way better.
Yeah, the other grandparents sounded cool as fuck. The mom's parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would have given her a better chance.
Yep, now she's ruined, and she's going on a mission trip to...
Thailand. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which, that sounds cool.
Yeah,
but I mean, for the food.
She's going to miss Fisher so much.
Yeah, whatever.
I mean, missionary work is not noble. Like, I think we can
all
not. Accept that.
Yeah, it's not
She's
at
gonna
all.
Fuck up some people over there.
Yeah. At some point when he had a date, it says, Fisher had a date. That was okay. Of course he dated since he wasn't married and he wasn't dating Rory, her mom. I bet he had sex, too. It's like, yeah, he's 28 and it was 2021 when this was published. Yeah. So, yeah, he has probably fucked. God, it was just such innocence, I guess, of everything that was like, he was listening to loud rock music with bad words and it was all about sex. Nothing takes me out of the scene faster then, you know, song titled by artist was playing. And it's like, okay, like, I didn't really need the soundtrack description.
But I always got to Wikipedia that shit.
But I am going to go on Spotify and play it while I'm reading this scene.
I don't. I'm too lazy.
Oh, no, girl. I was like, I got to know what this sounds like.
If it's Sophie Larkin, you give me a whole soundtrack, like, I ain't fucking with that. But if it's, like, one specific reference, I'm at least going to Wikipedia it.
Yeah. Okay, so they're in his truck. And as soon as we pulled out of the driveway, he played music from a playlist on his phone. I hadn't heard the song. It was loud, hard rock, littered with swear words and all about sex. And then like five pages later, finally, you know, references the specific song, Put It On Me by Matt Mason, spelled a stupid way. And she not only misspelled bass as B-A-S-E when she meant, you know, but I did listen to it and it really sounded like a burlesque 101 class song. I have been there. This is absolutely one of those songs. And there was another Matt Mason song.
The one that she listened to on repeat when she was drunk before she got in the tub.
And she learned all the lyrics to, which, first of all, good on you if you can do that. I can't. Not after, like, you know, two times of listening to it. But
or two beers.
Or two beers, or being 18. I was just like, this all sounds like burlesque 101 classes. I wish we could put a clip in it, but I'm sure there's copyright. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Bummer. Well, if you need it, there is a playlist at the beginning of the book of a whole bunch of songs that I have never fucking heard, or the artists I've never heard of. But yeah, I don't know why that just...
Because it always does with you.
Yeah, well, I don't know why it just takes me out of the story so fast. Like,
well, it's incongruous because you're having like 30-year-old women writing high school stories.
Yeah.
We don't know what high schoolers are listening to.
True.
They're way cooler than we are. Not the way they behave, just the music they listen to, and also their jokes. Their jokes are good. High schoolers are always going to be the funniest people in the world because they're in such a weird, abusive situation that is high school.
True.
Yeah. What are you going to do but like humor?
It's a coping mechanism.
Absolutely. But it makes them funny as fuck.
Oh, yeah. I have not left that phase in my life.
Man, I have to listen to the stupid playlist in the beginning of Naked Fisherman.
Oh, you don't. You don't have to.
No, I guess I don't, because that would just mess up my Spotify.
That's self-harm.
You think somebody on Spotify has already made a Naked Fisherman playlist?
Yeah, probably.
Exactly. It's probably the author. Oh, my God. Oh my God, there's a podcast episode of Holy Ship, a romance novel podcast. Uh-oh, there are competitors.
What's going on?
There's a podcast called Holy Ship.
Cute.
And they cover the Naked Fisherman, and it's called The One with the Zip Ties? Were there zip ties?
Yeah, he ties her up with zip ties.
Oh wait, The Naked Fisherman playlist by Jewel E. Ann.
There you go, by the author.
Matt Mason. Oh, wait, no, it's not by the author, but, like...
Okay,
yeah. Wow. But I will be saying, hey, Spotify, please do not take this into consideration.
Killian, Spotify. Killian really loves Matt Mason.
Daily Mix, 1, 2, 3, and 4.
Yeah.
Matt Mason.
Well, and I saw this TikTok randomly about a guy talking about how the sexualization of young women in our society hurts men as well. And he was talking about when you are only dating women who are of an age where you kind of have to be self-absorbed. You don't progress emotionally to be able to handle adult situations and also become self-absorbed because it's normalized, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that that was very interesting in relation to this book. I thought the way that the orthodontist reacted to the bathtub scene was interesting. And I wish we had gotten to see more of that.
I wish we had too.
I forgot he was dating an orthodontist. So I was like, the orthodontist saw her. Her orthodontist?
Yeah, everybody saw her.
Orthodontist.
Right. Yeah, I think she was right to be like, fuck this.
This situation is weird.
Yeah.
I'm out.
But also, like, how long had they been dating? Because Fisher was obviously equally surprised to find her in the tub.
Right.
You didn't expect that. And was angry. So, like, that's a very different situation if you've been dating someone for 6 months versus if you've been dating someone for, like, 3 to 4 dates, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a question of how he handles problems. And we see him handling problems very poorly over and over again. Because he does believe in his heart of hearts that he's a child. Like, it's constantly shown in his actions. So, like, how much of that is dealing with a child versus dealing with someone that you think is your equal? Does he have the emotional capacity to solve problems or not?
Fuck no.
But, like, if he thinks she's such a child, why is he flirting with her?
Don't stand
in,
so
in the
close
beginning
to me.
It makes sense that he just likes the attention, right? Like, she's constantly, like, staring at his abs and crotch. And, like, that's fun, right? And it would be fun if it had been limited to flirting. Like, let's say this book was, instead of them actually hooking up, maybe it concludes with a kiss and she freaks out and decides to go on the mission trip. And then she comes back when she's actually an adult. Because, again, she does stand up for herself at the end. And there are indicators of, like, character growth, but also, like, she's got a spine in there somewhere.
Yeah. I do think that is the second book. It takes place.
It takes place a while afterwards.
Like, 5, 10 years after? I can't remember, but it's, like, after the mission trip and she comes back. So they're, like, maybe 23 and 33 or something. So
better.
It's, like, yeah, it's, like, less weird.
I'm not advocating less smut.
Right. No, I agree. Yeah. Like, I almost wanted to read the second book. I didn't like these characters together that much, but I was just like, oh my God, just fuck, please. Like, so I didn't just
get it over.
It would have destroyed her.
Yeah. Like, just be done with it. Just be done with it, I think is what I was just like, damn. I read this whole ass book.
And no P and V.
No P and V. Except for a quarter inch.
Yeah. Just a hint.
Right.
A little je ne sais quoi.
But also get off to whatever you want. Who am I?
I guess. If you can even get off to this book.
She couldn't.
Damn. Yeah, I think I could count on one hand how many times genitals were involved. It was like 2 cunnilingi, 1 fellatio where he jacked off immediately after, 2 just the tips, and, you know, some hand stuff. At one point, I think he puts his dick in a quarter inch.
How would you even know that?
Can you? Girl, that's how much I plant the tiniest seeds in my garden is a quarter inch. That's like half of my pinky nail.
That's just like
and
touching.
He used a condom both times.
Oh gosh.
That's why I said wasted condoms.
Her freak out about the pregnancy. Because it's very real.
Yeah.
Oh, as a Catholic or just Christian in general, yeah, I'm sure that knowing
as a
about...
a teenage girl.
Oh, as a teenage girl, yeah. Like, I've had that. I wasn't raised religious or anything. And even before I had sex, yeah, I had the, like, oh my God, what if I'm the next Virgin Mary? Can't even imagine if I was, like, actually raised believing that.
Yeah.
Whew. Patriarchal religions. They be hating women. Yeah, we're going to get canceled.
This should not be a surprise to any of our listeners. Can we talk about the maxi pad analogy?
Used sanitary napkin.
Oh, God.
How does that analogy work?
By, like, totally neglecting to acknowledge reality.
Like, oh, you wouldn't loan your friend a used sanitary pad, so why would you have sex before marriage?
Well, I understand what it is, but, like,
yeah,
how
I mean, it's like the fucking gum wrapper or whatever. Or the,
I feel like the gum wrapper makes
gum.
More sense, because it's like, well, I guess you can see blood on a used sanitary napkin.
Sure I mean, can. Unless it's blue, like in the commercials.
Right.
I mean, you can still see that, but it... is blue.
Would you loan your friend a sanitary napkin that had the blue liquid spilled on it?
Also no.
Not if it was perfumed laundry detergent or something.
Also, that shit's a gift. If I give anyone a sanitary, don't give it back to me.
Don't give it back to me. Yeah.
Used or unused. Yeah. Fine. Just keep it's who knows gone. When you're gonna need it. Like, just
right. Yeah. Yeah.
That was a new one on me. I've heard a lot of those analogies. And
yeah, I've heard the gum and...
I mean, I feel like
that's mostly
people who are making those analogies can't talk about the reality of women's reproductive organs. So I feel like a used sanitary napkin is probably too much of a stretch to hear from, let's say, your old preacher or whatever.
No, that was
right. They're not
that was the grandmother who said that.
Yeah, but like, can you imagine your
preacher
your
would not
granny talking about periods?
Like, girl, you needed a belt when you had yours.
And it was literally a napkin.
Right. Oh. All right.
Yeah. That's all.
They didn't even have wangs on them in that day.
Shit. Well, she sure didn't have wangs in her.
Ooh. It's really upsetting how she gets cuter and cuter with this relationship. Like, especially at the beginning where she's like, and he just walked off. And then she's like, hey, give me a kiss goodbye. Like, it's just so cute and sweet.
I know.
And he doesn't deserve that.
And if he was also 18.
Exactly. Like, if she just found someone who could, like, also be so enamored.
Yes. I feel like if I met a hot 28-year-old guy when I was 18, even though I'm not, like, Christian or anything like her, I felt like, oh, yeah, that would kind of be me,
because you don't feel anything less, right? No. Like, it's right. still also new
if yeah, that other person is like giving
you
that
attention. Yes. Ooh. And like, you feel so mature for that.
Mm-hmm. You do.
But the reality is 28-year-olds have a responsibility
they
to not fucking do that
do.
And this is somebody who
owns a business.
No, when I was 20 met a 27-year-old. And lo and behold, to this day, I'm still with him.
A worm?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was 20. But also, like, I had more dating experience than he did. There was no innocence.
Not that innocent.
This was not the situation at all, which is why I was like, a 10-year age gap. This isn't that big of a deal. This is not an 18 and a 50-year-old like we've read before. Like, 10 years isn't that big of a deal. But then meeting this main character and being like,
and that 28-year-old.
Yeah. A fucking slut.
Damn.
And I do appreciate the way that she is presented is awkward and uncomfortable. Like, there's no, like, mature seduction that happens here.
She's every bit of a young 18.
Yeah.
I did like that she had flaws besides, like, she's clumsy.
Because talking about something in a Leech Laugh Love, where, like, that was her one flaw, and, like, any quirky female main character.
Which, to be fair, Leech Laugh Love didn't actually do that. We just decided.
Right. That is also true. But, yeah, like, she did have actual flaws, even though they were kind of insufferable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the first female MC that I'm like, nah, fuck this girl. Like, especially in the beginning. I was like, I don't like you. You're my POV. Mm-hmm. I am supposed to be projecting onto you, and I don't like you.
But at one part where she is on the date with Fisher's brother, Arnie.
And who seemed great.
He did.
Go make your mistakes with the rock star.
Yeah. With the rock star who's closer to your age. And then Fisher and Angie. And then her old friend before she moved to Texas.
Right.
And her friend, they're like in the bathroom and talking. And, you know, they're talking about, like, is it too much of an age gap, 10 years? And she said, yeah, I suppose. I couldn't imagine dating someone 10 years older than me right now. Jameson is 4 years older, and sometimes I feel like we have to find things in common because he's just at a different place in his life. 10 years would be even crazier. And yeah, that's the thing. It's like, it's not that it's just 10 years. It's just that you're just in such different places in your life.
Yeah.
Like, she's about to go to college age, even though she doesn't, and he owns a business and built his own house.
Yeah.
Oh my God. At one point, she says, it felt like a game of cat and mouse, but I wasn't always sure who was the cat and who was the mouse. And I just wrote, oh, baby girl.
Yeah, there was so many oh, baby girls. When she was like, wait a minute, I'm still a teenager, but I'm an adult. This is a weird in-between space. And it's like, yes!
Yep.
And you shouldn't be in this situation. And I'm sorry.
Yeah, this man is almost 30.
Yeah, I'm sorry you didn't go to college and meet a nice guy in your freshman seminar or whatever, you know, like,
so good.
I mean, she was sort of dating what's his name from the Sunday school the group, yeah. Which also I was like, Sunday school, aren't y'all adults? Do they do adult
no,
Sunday
she
school?
She is a child.
Well, okay, let me rephrase.
No, but he's 24.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And he's still an older man.
He's in law school, right?
Right. But, like, I didn't think they did Sunday school that late. I thought you just had to sit with the grown-ups at that point.
I don't know what Protestants do.
Oh, I don't know either. But as a child, when my dad made me go to church, I would just sit with the adults because I didn't want to have to deal. Like, I didn't want to talk to anyone.
Well, religion class was a lot of coloring. Which I was love coloring.
Yeah, that sounds lit. But also, like, I feel like all the kids already knew each other, and
It was really, it was really clicky for what a.
And also, I didn't give a shit about the content. So if I was sitting with the adults, I could just zone out.
Basic moral questions in coloring, man. It was great.
Cool.
Also, I really enjoyed looking up Bible verses because I like indexes and organization.
Oh my god, dude. Huh?
So I was like, man, religion class is like my favorite class. Not because of any reason you would think.
Yeah, can we also do that? Coloring and moral questions? That sounds lovely. Also with alcohol, please.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, wine, it's communion.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Catholics are about drinking.
I'll go to that church.
I did really like her mom Rory's take on Reese.
Therese.
Yeah, Therese.
Therese.
Rory says, I'm not sure I'm church material anymore. And Reese replies, I don't think there's such a thing as church material. All are welcome in the Lord's house. Okay, fine. And Rory says, when I think of the Lord's house, I think of heaven, not a lackluster building with the gymnasium, fitness center, coffee, and donuts.
Get it, Rory.
Really? They used to build churches, cathedrals, to make you feel like God himself resided in the building, his spirit woven around the intricate wood carvings, flying buttresses, and stunning stained glass works of arts. Sorry, I don't think the Lord's house has a basketball hoop. And I love basketball. And I was like, she was so right for this.
What a Catholic.
Yes.
What a Catholic.
Yes.
If it ain't pretty, ain't going. All right. I mean, fair
enough. Amen, dude. I've been to church in an office building. It fucking sucks.
Do you want to talk about another instance of a guy failing a test?
Yes. Yeah.
How do you feel about me, Fisher? With a neutral expression, he lifted his shoulder in a slow motion shrug. It's none of your business.
Okay. That's why I asked.
Yep. All right. We're done here, I think.
All right. I'll be moving out. Bye.
It's none of your business.
Also, I quit, boss.
Yeah.
I'm going back to Texas.
I blinked and tears fell down my face. Are you mine? My lower lip quivered.
God damn it.
And then, like, the first time they, like, do something and she goes and cries in the shower.
I'm like, no, dude.
She's not ready for this.
She's not ready.
And no matter how much I dislike her, nobody deserves this.
No, I felt really bad for her. I wouldn't be friends with her. But as a character, I did sympathize.
Yeah. Don't wish her ill.
No. I just don't want her anywhere near me.
Right. I don't want her praying for me, but.
Yeah. She might do it anyway. It doesn't involve consent.
Yeah, that's true. I really like her virginity math. She says, I still had 80% of my virginity. Yeah. It took some
80%.
It took some complicated math to come up with that. It also meant I still had an 80% chance of going to heaven, 100 if I followed the once saved, always saved philosophy. That was probably the best way to go at this point. I mean, like, y'all are originally Catholic, so isn't that the once saved, always?
No.
Or, no, that's the you go to confession and everything's fine.
Yeah, well, there's a whole, like, your soul gets blackened by every sin. Mm-hmm. And you got to wash it clean every once in a while.
Right.
By going to confession or like being, you can just be genuinely sorry, but that's not how Protestants work.
Right.
You just got to like have intention.
You just got to like pay indulgences or something.
No, that's Catholics.
That's also Catholics. Okay, great.
Long time ago. We don't need to.
Okay, yeah. It was a whole schism. We don't need to get into that.
But also where she draws the lines of like nothing with sex in it. So no oral sex, although she breaks that.
True.
She's like, but she's like, that's the line. And I'm like, okay,
that
girl.
Doesn't count because I did it. Right. And I don't want it to count.
Yeah. I remember the stories in high school about like the Christian girls who would only have anal sex.
Oh my God, dude. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That is. It's not vaginal sex. So it's
that
fine.
Can't get pregnant. What I like to call the poop hole loophole.
Jesus.
He ain't here.
Sure ain't.
He can read my mind. Oh God, he actually says to her, "Damnation is in your future, little girl." Like, are you trying to fuck her up? What is wrong with you?
Little girl.
Oh my God. Ooh, his deflowering quote. Okay, she says, "The only thing that stands between virgin me and non-virgin me is you having a condom on at the right time." No, he shook his head. "It's not my lack of preparedness, it's just bad sex. Deflowering isn't all it's cracked up to be, and unless you're trying to be biblical about it, it's not a gift, it's a curse. You're not going to enjoy that moment when some guy's dick rams into, pun intended, virgin territory. You'll wince, nearly cry, then fail epically at faking an orgasm." No, he shook his head. "I'm not having any part of that."
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Yeah, good.
If only he'd stuck to that.
Right. And, like, you can make it enjoyable.
Yeah, if you know what you're doing.
Fisherman.
Yeah, first of all, like, the whole virginity hymen, it's mostly a scam. Like, if you're aroused enough, it's not gonna hurt. You're not gonna be, like, bleeding. You can make it enjoyable. Your first time doesn't have to fucking suck.
And I think the one benefit of being 18 and sleeping with a 28-year-old guy who has a lot more
experience,
he should be good at fucking. Yeah.
He should be good at foreplay, at least.
Should be
considerate. I'll see what other dumb shit I have highlighted.
I have this note that says boot panties.
Oh, worm.
Please elaborate.
But I do want to talk about this TikTok I saw.
I just want to talk more about boot panties.
Snag my panties off the floor, sliding them back up my legs. But I don't think she actually took her boots off.
Oh.
So I imagine it. I happen to be wearing boots.
Okay.
Yeah. I imagine it like, and you like get it stuck on the toe and then stuck on the heel, and you're like, God damn it. And
there's like a buckle at the top of the boot that it gets stuck on. Yeah.
But this TikTok.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you've heard the "I got my boots, I got my hat, bringing country back." This guy did it with a calf. And he's so cute because you just see the cow boots and it like pans up and it's a fucking dumb looking baby cow.
Aww.
And they put a hat on him and he lifts his head right when like, "I got my hat," and it like falls in his eyes. And
perfect.
It's just been on repeat in my brain for like 2 weeks now.
That is not at all the smutty thing I was thinking it would be.
But I like that better than boot panties.
Yeah.
She's bringing country back.
Yeah.
So is it a pair of boots that is so high that it is effectively panties?
Like those Converse that would go like thigh-high Converse. Maybe with like garter straps and then up to the panties. Yeah, I think so.
Or maybe is it just a boring pair of like MeUndies underwear that has a boot pattern on them?
MeUndies are not like, boring. How dare you?
You got your sushi pattern panties. Uh-huh.
It would be boring if they had boots on them. They're not boring when they have.
I think that would be hilarious, honestly, if it had boots on the panties and then like the garters holding up the.
I imagine on the butt boots. It says "Bringing country back."
Yeah,
country girls make do.
Save a horse.
Oh, fuck yeah! Save a horse. Fuck a cowboy.
Suddenly, we're marketing panties.
Yeah,
on our Patreon that we don't have.
Yeah, can we get MeUndies to sponsor us? Please.
Free undies for all. I would take payment in underwear.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I miss
them. Swim trunks for Derek last time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Good quality.
I don't know. He hasn't worn them yet, but like they're cute as
fuck.
Wow,
rude.
Nice.
I used to have a subscription, so like half of my underwear is from MeUndies.
Yeah.
I miss it.
All of them. They're so fucking soft.
They're so good.
Yeah, they're great.
Anyway, we're not doing this for free.
No.
It bothered me that Rose jumped immediately to Fisher as if he had taken advantage of me, like a predator or a child molester.
He did.
Well, it's she an older right. woman and we she is wanna, smarter.
Want to unpack this a little bit? Mm. Apparently not.
Speaking of Rose, I feel like she didn't fully get over her homophobia by the end.
No.
No.
At all. Or maybe a little.
That was the ultimate test.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to walk in on one of their parents having sex.
Oh, fuck no.
And that's a really graphic scene to walk into.
Yeah. I think the issue I would have had is that my parent is having sex and I see it. Not that she's having sex with a woman.
Well, I mean, it must be so hard to unpack that. At no point is she ready for that situation. So many situations in this book.
Yeah, but she makes it all about herself.
She does.
She's like, it wasn't real. It wasn't true. I didn't deserve that. Not after everything I've been through.
She's 18, man.
What was God doing? He wasn't supposed to give me more than I could handle. This was way more than I could handle. I'm like, it's not about you.
Yeah.
But and like, I know you're 18.
Everything's about her.
Yeah. We got to get some like 32-year-old protagonists or something. God,
like I said, divorcee.
Yes.
Greek Island.
Yeah. Mamma Mia. ABBA. Cher is there?
Randomly.
Yeah.
Life lessons are passed on.
Playing Meryl Streep's mom. Even though they're the same age.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, that age difference doesn't... Well, whatever.
Don't worry about it.
The final scene where she's like, no, I'm disappointed in myself, actually. Like, I knew this was always going to happen. I'm like, yeah, good.
Yeah.
Okay. Perhaps we have learned something
that
here.
That was the only ending that could have redeemed this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did think it was really interesting that it didn't end with, like, a happily ever after.
I was
unquote.
Afraid it would. I was afraid it was hurtling towards
the
happy ever after and the flash forward. We're married and expecting our first baby.
Right. Yeah. Because, like, a lot of the ones that we read that have the 18 or 19-year-olds and they're just like, I love this man and I'm going to marry him and I'm going to love him forever.
Which,
I'm
to
like,
be fair, is something that you think when you're 18.
Think it. Yeah, but maybe I'm just built different. But I've always been like, never say forever. I don't know. Maybe I'm just cynical.
I think like culturally it's so ingrained.
Oh, for sure.
Us,
yes.
Right? Yeah. That it's very easy to,
yes.
Like your first serious relationship, you're like.
Yeah. But also both of my parents have been married 3 times, so I'm not really banking on forever.
Some of our parents just suffer.
Right. The Catholics.
There's no divorce. Sorry.
Nah.
My parents didn't get married in the church. It was such a scandal when I found out.
Oh my goodness.
As a fucking adult, like 5 years ago, I found out and I was like.
But also, you know what? Ain't no divorce if you never get married.
That's the loophole I'm in.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
There's no premarital sex
if you never get married.